So, I mean, it is somewhat reassuring if, you know, assuming the FDA is doing their job and the manufacturers aren't hiding anything, that there's a continuous monitoring of these, even with this propensity for drift over time, that the active component of this molecule and its mechanism of action has not changed. So again, this can extend to just the packaging of these, which can vary. So there's a list, if you go to the FDA website, of about 30 different manufacturing and production tests that they put these through, both beginning, but have the option of repeating over time. To me, that's reassuring that there's constant vigilance over these. But I think what bothers me the most, and this maybe goes to the next level of the uncertainty issue you raise, is it's extremely important that clinicians see the data that the FDA sees at the time of approval of these biosimilars. We're used to having advisory committee meetings. You know, I and many of my colleagues have served on the Oncology Drug Advisory Committee, ODAC, and the data gets presented. There's a review by the FDA, there's a review by experts, and all this is in the public domain. It's put on the website. Anybody can go there and look at the data. And that was true of the first few biosimilars that were produced. But a point that's come out, because one of the recent biosimilars approved was approved without an Oncology Drug Advisory Committee meeting and without any of the clinical evidence being published in the peer-reviewed literature. So the FDA saw the data, they were satisfied, and they approved the agent, and it's now FDA approved.
What agent is that?
So that's the biosimilar pegfilgrastim. The problem is, anecdotally, because the trial data is not in the public domain and it's not been published in peer-reviewed literature, when we looked at this at the guideline level, we said, we don't have the data. How can we make a recommendation and integrate this into clinical practice guidelines if we don't see the evidence? Yeah, we know the FDA hopefully did their due diligence. So the point I'm making is FDA approval is necessary but not sufficient for clinical integration and acceptance, and certainly for integration into clinical practice guidelines. It's essential that either the FDA be very transparent and make sure any of this data that they see when they approve these agents is put into the public space, or that the company hopefully publish the results of their trials at the earliest possible opportunity. Otherwise, they're going to see a very slow uptake to their agents because we are naturally skeptics and we want to see the evidence that these really have been shown to be effective and safe.